Good evening. This is Drive Time, a Valley update on COVID-19 on Magic 104, today's hits, as well as 93.5 FM WMWV, Music Without Boundaries. This Drive Time is brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chant and Leonie McDonald and Roberts. And today, our special guest is David Smolin, Library Director over at the Conway Public Library. David, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm great, Gino. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking some time to call us this evening. We are in Drive Time here, our focus on nonprofit organizations, local charities, and trying to focus on how they've been doing throughout this COVID-19 pandemic. And I know that the Conway Library has done your part in trying to be as open and as accessible to the Valley as possible. So let's talk about that. Let's go back. It's crazy to say. It's been already about 2 months now. Let's go back to the beginning and learn some of the changes that the Conway Public Library went through to adapt to this new normal, as they're calling it.
Right. Well, we closed the building on March 16th to the public, and the staff have been working both at home and in the building, and we've had a split schedule in terms of the staff to sort of minimize contact between staff members.
Mm-hmm.
We are offering the curbside pickup, so patrons can place requests for materials through the library catalog. And you can also call us up at 447-5552, and you can make a request over the phone as well. And we limit, we just leave stuff outside for you, and we'll put your name on it. And you can really request as much stuff as you want. Request as much as you want, no problem. And we are taking returns as well. We started taking returns on April 29th. And so for the first few weeks, we weren't taking returns, but now we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's been going well. It's a lot of work to pull all the materials for the public, but that's fine. You know, we're happy to do it. And people have been really happy with us and really thrilled that we've continued to offer access to actual materials.
Yeah.
And one other thing I want to mention is that we are planning to offer Chromebooks for checkout soon. And that's been actually one of the worst parts of being closed to the public is our inability to offer a normal internet access. Our Wi-Fi is still on, and we're working to improve the Wi-Fi. We've purchased this sort of Wi-Fi extender, so it sort of like pumps the signal even further. So hopefully it'll be easily used in the park at the library, and so be on the lookout for that. But yeah, and also the Chromebook checkout, that's something we're going to be doing soon. And one thing this crisis has shown is that there really is a digital divide in our country and in our community, where we have people who have easy access to the internet and those who don't. And that's been probably been the number one issue for us in terms of trying to fix, and hopefully this Chromebook service can help.
Yeah, that sounds outstanding, and hopefully that is the case, because that's one thing that you guys haven't been able to do, as you mentioned, and hopefully we can turn that around and get that going. I'm happy to hear that those patrons have decided to still go with the Conway Public Library and still stop by. I mean, let's be real, a lot of this stay-at-home time, people are finding a lot more extra time to be able to pick up a book and read a little bit, and that's great that you were able to provide that service for them.
Yeah, we're thrilled, and we also have a number of online resources through our OverDrive website or the Libby app. You can download ebooks and audiobooks, and it even allows you to stream it, so
Excellent.
You don't actually have to download it. And we're also offering a new video streaming service called Canopy, and you do need a library card for that, but it's sort of adult movies and documentaries, and also a wide range of children's materials as well, children's videos and such. So, and that's a free service as well. You just need a library card for Canopy.
Very good. And they can
start at that.
And they can find out more details about that at conwaylibrary.org, correct?
conwaypubliclibrary.org.
There we go.
Correct. conwaypubliclibrary.org is the website, yes. And
Excellent.
We're on Facebook, too, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you guys have been doing a fantastic job in keeping everybody updated on what's been happening over at the Conway Public Library, and we greatly appreciate that. What's the staff been going through when it comes to different changes in cleanliness of the library? Has there been a lot more wiping down of areas and that type of thing? Has the protocol changed at all?
Yeah, we are definitely very mindful of all that. You know, we've been really careful and, you know, a lot of washing hands and social distancing, you know, for the couple of staff members in the building. But yeah, we're definitely very careful about all that.
Yep.
We all need to be, so.
And you guys have switched over to as you mentioned, you can now return your items to the library, and that has a little bit of a process that goes into it as well. You're kind of quarantining the books for a certain amount of time before you guys get to them.
That's right. We are, when people return their books on the cart, we're leaving a cart outside, they return their books on the cart, and then at the end of the day, we just move the cart into the building, and then it sits in quarantine for 4 days. I put a little sticky note on the cart to see what day it was returned on. And so those items stay on the patron's account for 4 days, and then we just check them in at that point, and they're, you know, then they can be used again. And then we wash our hands vigorously after we check in all the books, you know.
Yes, of course.
And don't touch our face.
Right, right. Yeah, no, definitely, you got it. You have to take those safety precautions into consideration and make sure you do it the safe way. You guys have also launched a special partnership supporting local business. Of course, the whole message and motto that we've been pushing out now right here on the radio and beyond is to shop local, and you've done a fantastic thing in teaming up with White Birch Books, one of the White Mountain Independents, located right in North Conway Village. Explain that partnership that you have with them and what you guys have been doing.
Sure. So we've had a long-standing relationship with White Birch. Laura Cummings is a great friend of the library. And so what we're doing right now is if you go to the White Birch Books website, you can purchase books for the library, for the Conway Library. We have a wish list there where you can purchase books. So the idea is you make a donation to the library, you know, you give the library the book, but White Birch Books gets the sale. So if you go to, if you just go to their website, whitebirchbooks.com, there's a link there where you can find our wish list. And other libraries in the Valley are doing this too. The North Conway Library is doing this. I know the Tamworth Library has been doing this as well. I think the Jackson Library is going to be doing this soon.
Awesome.
So it's a great way to support a fantastic business, a core business of North Conway Village, and help your local library as well. So it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, it's kind of a read local, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that is awesome. Thank you, David, for all that information. Again, like David mentioned, you can go to whitebirchbooks.com for full details on that partnership, conwaypubliclibrary.org for full details on everything that they have going on when it comes to this. And hopefully, sooner than later, we can open up those doors at the Conway Public Library and have people start visiting you guys again. I'm sure you guys are looking forward to that.
We are, and you know, we'd love to open, but our number one priority is the safety of the staff, and I feel like, you know, when the staff are safe, the public will be safe, and, you know, it just won't be going back to normal at the library. We're definitely going to be implementing a number of different things, you know, a reduction in the number of people who can enter the building, for example. We're also probably going to start doing self-checkouts. We're going to set that up where a patron can, you know, just like at the supermarket, you can, you know, buy your potato chips. You don't have to go to the, you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you'll be able to check out materials by yourself. So that also limits the interaction, you know, the sort of between the staff and the public. So we're definitely going to have a plan to, we're working on a plan right now to reopen the building. But we really have to, the most important thing, of course, is the staff safety and the public safety. So, you know, before that can happen. And we're just not there. I don't feel like the library's there yet. So, but we are working on it. So, and we do definitely look forward to the day to see the people come through the doors.
And I think that's understandable at this point, and I think people can appreciate that. If you, businesses alike, really, anybody that's out there at this point, if you're not feeling comfortable with opening or if you're not feel like you're ready, then don't. And I think people are appreciating that. And of course, they'll be able to visit you online, use your resources there, perhaps help out with the White Birch Books Partnership. And eventually, like you said, we'll get in those doors and be able to visit with the Conway Public Library. This has been Library Director David Smolin. David, thank you once again for calling in and talking with us here. Hopefully, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Gino. I really appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
No problem at all. This has been a presentation of Drive Time. I do want to say thank you to Cooper Cargo Chant and Leona McDonald and Roberts for being our proud sponsors. We'll be back with another edition of Drive Time.